Terry for breakfast catch up on Triple M.
And it was a sad end to a 33-day search for Perth grandfather Ian Collett. He went missing from his home at Canning Vale, just south of Perth. He went for a walk in May, but sadly he never returned. The 65-year-old who suffered from dementia was missing for about 33 days. Now, sadly, yesterday his remains were found by a main roads worker in bushland less than 4 metres from Albany Highway at Ashenden. Now, Ashenden is in State Forest just south of Armidale, and it's brought to a close a 33-day mystery. And Brad Sorrell from WA Police had this message this morning.
Sadly, we didn't get the outcome that we wanted by finding Mr. Collett alive. And this tragic situation this morning reminds everybody of the circumstances that families of dementia sufferers, they have to face.
Brad Sorrell from WA Police, and the search area was quite big. Authorities unsuccessfully spent 6 days searching about 41 kilometres in bushland surrounding Albany Highway. So our thoughts go out to Ian Collett's family and friends after this very sad ordeal.
This time each week, we check in with the Albany Advertiser. They are across all the big local stories, and he's loving his annual leave so much. He's not with us again, but we've drafted her in. Shannon Smith from the Albany Advertiser, welcome along for the first time.
Hey, how are you going?
Very good. And like Jess last week, you're enjoying it in here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's a bit of a scene change.
Now, news out of Peaceful Bay, a new tourist plan out that way.
Yeah, so they've actually been approved to have camel rides, which brings a little bit of the Broomfield to Peaceful Bay, and that will start in November.
Now, will the camels be wearing some layers? Because it gets pretty cold down here in the summer.
Yeah, maybe they'll get some nice knitted jumpers from the Denmark markets or something. But no, that they'll be doing a trial first, obviously, so a six-month trial from November to April. Which gained approval on Tuesday, and we'll start then and hopefully be successful.
Why not try something new?
No, why not?
You only live once. Now, we get to thank the Fireys this weekend after a pretty serious emergency last month.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is it's a great opportunity for the public to be able to give back and thank the people that fought for us. Obviously, we held ours 2 weeks ago, and the city are holding another one this weekend. And in the town square for 3 hours, everyone can come down and say thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice gesture this weekend. Lots of people out there going beyond the call of duty, putting their lives on the line in probably our most serious emergency in living memory. So something we'll never, ever forget anytime soon. And we finish on a lighter note. Back to the Skaties on Saturday night. Had a pretty decent turnout at the track on Gledhow Street, on Roundhay Street in Gledhow.
Yeah, it was awesome to go down there. I didn't realise the facilities that they had there. It certainly is impressive, and everyone got around it and had their bright hair and denim and fluoro outfits. I like those events, and everyone there is happy and having a good time.
I was at the 80s quiz night at Albany Bowling Club for Mount Lockyer Primary School, and I'm thinking, the fashions that represent the 80s now, as we look back, I think they're a little bit exaggerated.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You look at photos from the 80s, I don't think people went all that out.
Yeah, I wasn't around then, so I don't know what it was like.
I wasn't around that much either, so don't worry.
No, it was a good night, and they've got events all the time, the track down there, so yeah, good to support them.
Albany Advertiser out Tuesdays, Thursdays, The Extra on weekends, and of course social media 24/7. Shannon, first time having a chat. Hopefully it won't be the last.
Definitely not. I look forward to being back.
I'm sure Dobbo's enjoying that annual leave.
Oh, yeah, I bet he is.
Before the Siren, a preview of this weekend's matches in the Great Southern Football League.
And joining us is our man inside local footy, Tom Moyer from the WAFC Great Southern. Good morning.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
Very good. Nice to have some local fixtures back this weekend after the Colts Carnival at Coolin last week. The Great Southern boys did all right at that tournament, didn't they?
Yeah, they finished third, and that ends a bit of a dream run of I think 7 or 8 grand finals in a row. But came up a very good, very strong Peel side in round one, and unfortunately, once you lose the first game, you can't make the finals. Still a very positive weekend away for the Great Southern Storm boys.
Tom, we're back into local fixtures this week, and Railways before the bye suffered their first loss of the season. So they've shown that, look, they are beatable.
Yeah, that's right, Terry. It's a pretty even comp in the DSL this year, which is exactly what you want. Railways obviously were undefeated, but Got knocked off by a pretty impressive Mount Barker side, so they'll be looking to bounce back against Royal this weekend down at Tigerland. Three games all on a Saturday this weekend. School Country Week is next week, so they decided to chuck all games on the Saturday. Albany taking on North Albany at Centennial. Obviously, North will start favourites in that one. The Sharks are just looking to continue their positive start to the season without a win, albeit, but they've had some really positive results and just need to keep on improving for their club to get that first win for quite some time. And then the other game on the Saturday, we've got the out-of-town derby out there, Denmark Walpole hosting Mount Barker. Denmark Walpole, up and down, have pushed the good sides and have nearly lost to the Sharks on a couple of occasions. So a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde with Denmark. I'm not sure who's going to turn up on the day.
And Tom, over the page quickly in the Ongarup Footy Association, we're back into it this weekend.
Yeah, we are. Terry Boxwood hosting Noangrup. Noangrup still undefeated, and Boxwood are about 3-3, middle of the table. So the Bulldogs, Noangrup will start favourite in that one. But again, another close competition now in the AFL this year, which is what we want to see. In the other game, Newdigate are hosting Lake Grace. Lake Grace only with one win this year. I think Newdigate are 4-3. Lake Grace certainly better than their one win suggests. But definitely Newdigate will start favourite in that one, Terry.
And Tom, we've got Landmark Country Football Championships only a few weeks away, and the GSFL senior squad has been announced.
It has, Terry. Yeah, it looks like a pretty strong squad. I know the last couple of years the GSFL struggled to send away their best side, hence why they're languishing in the C grade. But Coach Craig Jew has said he wants to take up the best side possible, and from all reports, I think the guys are committed. So they definitely belong in a higher grade than C. Definitely should be looking at winning the B division. So hopefully over the next couple of years they can work their way up. Ongarup are obviously in the B division and have had some success in the last 5 years or so, having won the B division and had a crack at A division. So they'll be looking to have another strong carnival as well.
Is there any indication of who the Great Southern's taking on in C division this year?
I do have the fixtures, Terry, but not on me, unfortunately. So maybe we'll chat on Friday. We can have another good chat about Landmark. But look, definitely two winnable games. They'll be looking to go out there and win on the Thursday and the Friday with the new fixtures again this year, and play in the grand final on the Sunday at Claremont Oval.
And Landmark football, it's a good opportunity for up and coming players to go there to the city and impress some of the people in the audience, because there are some talent scouts from some of the big WAFL clubs and even the AFL looking to see who they can recruit in coming years.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, probably. I mean, definitely the Waffle clubs will be interested in finding some mature age bodies from out in the bush, and we've seen some successful stories with mature age recruits making their way to the AFL. So you never give up, but it's always a good weekend of footy, and there's some very talented footballers out there either looking to continue their career or who have finished in the AFL or the Waffle and are playing footy in the bush. So yeah, it should be a good weekend of footy.
And that time of the week we catch up with the Oracle on everything pescatorial, Jim from Albany Rods and Tackle, 40 Sterling Terrace. How are we looking this weekend?
Just going by a quick look at the weather, because I haven't had a good look, so I don't have a computer at the moment. I think we've got Saturday. We've got Saturday. I know it's supposed to, the wind's supposed to kick up a little bit, but it's supposed to be not too strong. So just sort of quickly check before you head out. I think you should better get out, at least get some King George and bits and pieces, squid. Plenty of squid around, some nice King George sand whiting. So head out around the sound or out to Two Peoples perhaps. The beach fishing for salmon are still reasonably good. Chuck in some herring as well. A few skippy, especially areas east of town, seem to be better skippy areas. The rivers all seem to be fishing okay. Still good numbers of brim about. Got a picture of the Little East, but rivers east and west of town are fishing okay. So, yeah, all in all, I think we should be able to get, you might not be able to get a big boat out very far, but all dependent on what that weather does Sunday, I think, sort of at the moment. So as I said, I had a quick look, but I wouldn't like to sort of comment too much at the moment. So you should be able to get out, as I said, at least do a bit of King George whiting fishing and work the beaches over the weekend.
Any good reports from the boys?
Not over the past week, because the weather was not been that kind to us, I'm afraid. Shore-based guys are still, as I said, we're still getting salmon and silver brim and stuff like that. But out wide. It's been a little bit hard this week to get out and have a bit of a look around. It's just the weather has just not let us do it.
Albany Rods and Tackle, 40 Sterling Terrace. Jim, I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey.
Yep.
But then I turned myself around.
Oh, well done.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Sterling Terrace, Albany.
Jackpot today is at $4,640. What is our sound and where can you find it? Never get sick of hearing that sound because it could win, give someone a chance to win $4,640. Graham, what do you reckon?
Is it the sound of a switch when you're turning on a light or lights?
Turning on a switch. Where are we doing that, Graham?
ALAC.
Not turning on a switch at ALAC, sorry.
Okay.
See ya.
See ya, mate.
Cheryl's with us on 13:27:10. Cheryl, what do you reckon the sound of Albany is with Rustler Steakhouse?
Sticking with the one I said yesterday, but I'm going to go with a different venue, and it's driving over a speed bump at the entertainment centre.
Driving over a speed bump at the entertainment centre, maybe on Toll Place there, unfortunately. Your answer's hit a speed bump.
Thank you.
See ya.
Have a good day.
You too. Sally's with us, 13:27:10. Sally, what do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
Is it the sound of the loading bay doors on the entertainment centre going up?
Ooh, haven't had that one. The sound of the loading bay door going up and down.
Yeah, you know the big roller door?
Yeah, I know it. I've been through it. I've heard it, and it's not that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
See you then. All the incorrect guesses at our website, triplem.com.au. Go to the catch-up section. And Sounds of Albany returns on Monday. We're at $4,660. Rustler's Steakhouse, Triple M.